dong merrily on high, in heaven the bells are ringing, ding dong merrily the sky is ringing with angels singing. That's enough of that. Now, Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming! Yay! Now, if you're anything like me, Friday was brilliant because Friday means it's Christmas carol time in the car. CDs can come out, out came the Wren Collective Christmas collection, on the way to work, singing my heart out. Fantastic. It's quite hard to keep excited this time of year. I have 7 nativities over the next week and a half to get through. That's 7. 7 times Mary and Joseph are going to go along and reach Bethlehem and meet the innkeeper and all the rest of it. 7. But I'd like to know what you are most excited or most looking forward to about Christmas. And that could be young people, old people. Who would like to share with us? What are you looking forward to about Christmas? Anybody? I've got over here. Helen, I'm going to come first. Come to the end of the line. Come this way.
I've got a new grandchild due.
Grandchild due. Excellent. That's quite scary, you know, baby Jesus and the rest of it. Yes.
For the presents.
Presents.
Getting my Christmas money from all my aunties.
I like you. That's good. Christmas money from all your aunties. Anybody else? Let's see, one more. Here we go.
Playing Monopoly at school.
Playing Monopoly. It's an interesting one. I like that. Playing Monopoly at school. Now, I used to love Christmas. And those of you who remember my little brother, Tim, who now lives in Canada, we used to wake up, find our stockings at the end of our bed, and we used to take our presents out of our stocking one by one. We weren't allowed to open them just yet, but we used to feel them to see what was inside. And we'd sit there and we'd guess, and we'd have a whirl of a time. And then Mum would come in and shout at us because it was 3:30 in the morning. Every single year, loved it. But we always look forward to that sort of bit of hope, that expectation, that excitement that something is going to happen. Now, there is something else really, really exciting happening this month. Does anybody? My mum knows because she knows me too well.
The new Star Wars.
Yes, Star Wars The Last Jedi, December the 14th. Can't wait. So excited. Now, I've heard rumours that there are people who haven't seen Star Wars before. Are any of those people here this morning? There's children with hands up. They're... Hands down. Okay. That's fine. I've got a history lesson for you. Here we go. Now, in 1977, George Lucas released the first Star Wars film, Star Wars Episode 4, I'll explain in a second, A New Hope, when we meet Princess Leia, Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, the ultimate villain. He's one of my legends. He's just brilliant. I don't want to give too much away, but we also meet Han Solo, and we get the sense of the rebellion versus the Empire. Then in 1980, Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back came out. That opening scene of Luke on the frozen planet being shoved inside the gonther as he's been split open. It's brilliant. You'd love it. And then, get my years right, 1983, Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, with the Ewoks, Darth Vader, the Emperor, Luke Skywalker, that epic lightsaber battle at the end. Brilliant. And if you haven't seen it, seriously, you're missing out. Come on. Then there was a pause. And then George Lucas decided it'd be a really good idea to go back and do episodes 1, 2, and 3. Now, there is a debate about whether it was a good idea or not. But he always wanted to tell the story before episode 4, but he couldn't at the time because he didn't have the technology. So in 1999, people will tell The Phantom Menace. When we meet a young Anakin Skywalker. Now, you'll notice the name there, but I don't want to give too much away. And we start to see the Sith, the Dark Lords, beginning to rise slowly. And then in 2002, we have Attack of the Clones. Again, when we start to see the beginnings of the empire coming together and the person who's actually behind them pulling the strings. And then finally, we have in 2005, episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, when all these things come together, all the bits of Jigsaw pull together. And then Walt Disney stepped in, brought out Star Wars, and I was thinking, is this a good thing, a bad thing? But then we got The Force Awakens a few years ago, and that was brilliant. 2015, episode 7, The Force Awakens. And then last year, we got Rogue One, which tells the story before Star Wars A New Hope. Now, September the 14th, we've got Star Wars The Last Jedi, which is episode 8. And next year, we've got Solo, A Star Wars Story, which is looking at the story of Han Solo. There's lots for you to watch. I mean, that's quite a few movies, which is really exciting. But this is the one I'm most excited about coming up. Now, I get ready for watching Star Wars. Now, I've got my Star Wars kit with me, so excuse me a second. Now, when you're getting ready to watch Star Wars, you've got to have your Star Wars emergency kit ready to go. So here it is in my Star Wars box. Now, excellent. The nativity scene of Darth Vader and the Stormtrooper come out, and they have to sit around and they sort of hang about and make things look good. They're going to fall over if I do that, so they're there. That's fine. They're here with me. That's all good. And then we have to get ready when you go see the films. Now, I'm just going to... 2 seconds. I'm going to unhook for a second. There we go. Here we go. Now, I've got T-shirts I can wear. Now, which T-shirt do you reckon we should wear? Should we wear the Star Wars Top Trumps football team? All right. Or the Come to the Dark Side, I Have Cookies T-shirt? Which one? The first one? Yeah, all right, go in the first one. All right, it's a good choice. I like that one. It fits better. Excellent. Right, I got my T-shirt on. Now I've got to choose which Christmas jumper I'm going to wear. Marvellous. Now, our choice. Girls, you can choose my jumper. We've got traditional Christmas jumper with Death Star and X-Wing. Or we've got... There we go. Christmas tree jumper made up of all the Star Wars bits and pieces. Which one? Red or the blue? The first one? Okay, we're picky today, aren't we? There we go. Christmas jumper day is a real pickle. I never know which one to wear. Now, excellent. Then I've got all the DVDs, which I can watch over the next 2 weeks, just to make sure that I am ready. I've only seen them a couple of times, so it's always good to revise. Now, as you know, in Star Wars, there's the dark side and there's the light side, the Empire and the Republic. So I've got to decide whether I'm... It depends which moon I'm in, whether it's going to be... Stormtrooper. There we go. Actually, it doesn't fit over my glasses. There we go. So we've got the Stormtrooper helmet, just in case. Or... Now, some of you haven't watched the movie going, why is he dressed as a monk? There we go. No, Jedi Knight outfit, which is excellent. Oh, I can get my microphone back on now. There we go. And just to complete the ensemble, you, of course, need your lightsaber. Now, interesting Star Wars fact number one. Ewan McGregor, when he filmed The Phantom Menace, and they were doing the lightsaber battles, we'd be going, bzz, 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 and they had to stop and say, Ewan, we had the sound effects afterwards. Could you stop making the sounds? But yes, everyone has to have their lightsaber. My daughter has one as well. It gets quite epic when you turn the lights out at night and she's trying to go to bed, but there we go. Oh, you see, I get very excited about that. And I'm very, very excited about Star Wars, The Last Jedi. However, our reading today is all about a promise. A promise that Jesus is going to come again. And Advent is all about that period of waiting and expectation and excitement. But the problem is, we don't know when Jesus is going to come. Unlike me, I know December the 14th is the day that Star Wars is coming out. But we just don't know. It says he could come at any time. The question is, why? Why did he come in the first place? And to do that, I'm going to use Star Wars to tell us a story this morning. Now, as you all know, Star Wars always starts in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Strange figure appeared before her. Do not be afraid, I bring tidings of great joy. You shall have a son and we'll call him Emmanuel, God with us. Meanwhile, unbeknown to Mary and Joseph, the emperor has decreed that all citizens of the Galactic Empire must return to their place of birth to be counted in a great census. Mary and Joseph find themselves on the road to Bethlehem, but when they reach town, there is no room at the inn. I love the Star Wars writing. It just gets me. I went to see Murder on the Orient Express last night, but the best bit was the Star Wars trailer beforehand. It was absolutely fantastic. Now, episode 4, A New Hope. Jesus was born. And we have that great passage of scripture in Luke where the angels visit the shepherds and they say, "Do not be afraid, for we bring great news. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Hope has come to earth. Jesus spent his life telling stories, healing people, preaching about the kingdom of heaven and about God. Unfortunately, not everybody liked it. And so, unfortunately, Jesus, in episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, was put to death on the cross. But then we get episode 6. This one didn't quite fit, so I've made a few amendments. There we go. Jesus rose again. He came back to life. "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." And then Jesus went back to heaven. You like this one? And in his place, he sent us the Holy Spirit, the Force Awakens, to be our friend whilst we wait. But the question is, why did he come in the first place? Why did Jesus leave heaven? It's a wonderful place. It's a fantastic place. But the problem was, we as humans, we kept doing things wrong. And that meant that our hearts weren't quite right. They were getting messy. Sometimes we did big things, sometimes little things. But we weren't quite right with God. So God came up with a plan. He said, "I'm going to send my son. And he will be born. And he will live amongst us. And he will die on the cross for us. To say, do you know what? I'll take the blame." And all those things that we do wrong, Jesus took the blame for us on the cross. So we say sorry to Jesus and he forgives us. So that means that our hearts are clean and we can have a relationship with God and ultimately get to heaven. You see, that is why I love the Lord Jesus and why I choose to welcome him into my life. I believe Jesus will come again. We've just sung that song. I believe. We were promised he would come the first time. Isaiah wrote many years before that Jesus came. "Therefore, the Lord will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive, give birth to a son. We'll call him Emmanuel, God with us." I'm very excited about the 14th of December but I'm more excited about Christmas, which may be hard to believe from a man dressed as a Jedi Knight right now. But Advent is leading up to Christmas, and I challenge you to find out more about Jesus and to think, do I want Jesus in my life with my friends? And for those of us who have already made that decision, let's spend Advent building up that expectation, building up that excitement. It's not just about repetitive traditions. It's about our Lord and Saviour coming. Let's get excited about Christmas. Let's light our lives on fire for Christ this season. Christ died, Christ rose, and he will come again. God and sinners reconciled.